bless y'all. Hi there.
Hello. I appreciate you standing around waiting.
Oh, you had a very good, question up there.
Well, good. I'm glad you appreciate it. So what do you think of it? Well, it's a dilemma I'm trying to put you in. See, it's a dilemma. You go one way,
go the other. Now, I think Jesus is a very well enlightened Jew.
If you go the direction that says Jesus is just a man, you'll end up in the lake of fire. Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. All right. Amen. Thank you. If you go to the side that says Jesus is Lord, then you're gonna have to start living for Him.
I think Jesus was a very well enlightened Jew.
Yeah. But
the
problem
thrive on suffering.
The problem with being just an enlightened Jew is that what followed his life is not what follows the life of a lunatic. And if a guy says, I and my Father are one, no man, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And he says, no man comes under the... I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. See, not a way, but the way. So if I am the way, and I make that statement, and you can get to heaven by any Buddha or Shinto or Mohammed, then I'm a liar. So now either Jesus was a liar, or he's who he says he is. You only got those two. If you go to the place where you say he was just a man, the life that followed Jesus Christ, or what followed the life of Jesus Christ, is not what follows the life of a liar or a lunatic. And if you follow that course, you walk the course with the guys that whipped Jesus, you're siding with the enemies of God who reject the Bible as being just the work of man, and you end up in the lake of fire if the Bible's right and Jesus is right. So to get to God, you don't get to God just by believing Jesus was a good man.
Find your bear, bro.
You're going to hell, boy.
So now, he's an enlightened Jew.
Very enlightened Jew.
But he said that he came down from heaven, and no Jew ever makes that claim. And the Jews thought that he was making himself to be God.
But the Jews thrive on suffering. That's from the very beginning. They were suffering in Egypt. They had one man stand up, and they got out. Now they're suffering in Rome. They're suffering with the Roman arm. They need somebody to stand up, or they're going to die out. So Jesus stands up. Then you got to break off in the Jewish church, and you got the Christians come out of that. But it's still the Jews. So the Christians are Jews. Whether they be Jewish born or whether they be Greek, they're Jews.
Who told you all that? Who told you all that?
I read it for myself.
And did it ever dawn on you that the suffering of the Jews that's taken place over 2,000 years was because they murdered the Messiah?
Well, the Jews have been suffering for tens of thousands of years.
Only because of their sin.
Well, then what's up with it? Romans didn't have to suffer with it.
Because
okay.
They...
Because you got the... You want to go earlier than that. You got the Sumerians.
Nebuchadnezzar.
You have all...
Babylonians.
Okay, you've got these Native Americans. You've got the people in the Middle East. None of these people are suffering, but they're living in sin, aren't they?
Oh, wait a minute. What
they're
do you
living
mean?
In sin, aren't they?
What do you mean they're not suffering?
How are they suffering?
I mean, did you ever read the History of English-Speaking People by Winston Churchill? You know how all Caucasian people came out of England? You know how we lived through the Viking raids into England every fall?
Everybody's fighting.
Yeah, well, that's...
All right, so what, you can't say they're not suffering? I mean, the whole world's suffering because of sin.
But
the Jews, they're not obliterated, but they said, let his blood be on us and on our children. So the sin of a parent is visited on the children. 2,000 years worth of it.
I don't believe that.
Well, you're rejecting the Bible. That's one thing that Mel Gibson wouldn't put in his Passion. When the Jews said, let his blood be on us and on our children. Now there's
something. It's still there. It's there, but it's in Aramaic.
It's not in Aramaic.
It's in Aramaic in the movie. Yeah, he didn't translate it on the screen because everybody was saying he was an anti-Semite.
Well, he didn't translate it. You might be right. I didn't know
that.
It was
in Aramaic. It was on the screen. They put it on. He just didn't translate it.
You mean they said it in Aramaic?
They said it in Aramaic. Like the whole movie was in Aramaic, they said it, but they didn't translate it on the screen.
Have you
read that because everybody else said it.
So you know it's true then. It's true.
What's true?
That they said it.
Oh yeah, they said it.
And that the penalty is still on them, except that now God is restoring them. So in the book of Romans, in chapter 11, he says, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So now you said we're all the same. We're not. I'm a Gentile. You're a Gentile, I think. Not a Jew. Okay, so blindness in part has happened to Israel. But we got in because they rejected Jesus. Gentiles get into the blessing for a period of time. When the fullness of time, or when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, then all Israel, and so all Israel can be saved. What he says, that's what you got, is the judgment of the sheep nations and the goat nations. The nations that helped the Jews in the tribulation period after the Gentiles are gone, after the church is gone. When the church is gone, when the body of Christ is gone, then 140, huh? Jesus said it was. You saying he was a liar? He said he is going to come back and take the body of Christ out. Romans, Revelation chapter 4.
But he said it to these people, and they believed it. He said it saying that it was going to be, that they were going to see it.
One of them did, John. John wrote the whole thing down. He saw it. He got up and he saw it.
So it's already happened.
No, it happened. He saw it in eternity. He was taken up into heaven. He said in Revelation 4, he said that, he says right here in Revelation 4, after this I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was that were a trumpet talking with me, that is John, which said,
the voice of God,
which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So he was raptured, and he illustrates the body of Christ that's going to be raptured, but he went up into eternity, and in eternity all those things have already happened.
It's already happened.
It hadn't happened in time yet. God lives in eternity outside of the realm of time.
Well,
and so
then,
God knows everything.
Okay. Well, then he's sadist.
And he showed it to him.
Then he's a sadist.
He what?
Then he's a sadist.
No, he's not. You can't put that down on God. He leaves the choices up to you.
There is no choice.
You're wrong.
what you just said, God lives in eternity.
Because
he knows all, he sees all what was before, what is now, and what is after, what is to come.
But he didn't fix it, and things can change if you change.
So then you would surprise God and therefore rip him out of the world.
It would not surprise him. He would know it.
He would know it already, so.
But his foreknowledge doesn't fix it. You cannot.
I mean, I didn't say that. Said, come on, dude.
You cannot because you're finite, but God is infinite.
Okay, but you're saying that God knows before what would already happen.
Otherwise, he's not a good God.
God just stated.
What kind of a
God creates anything to send it to damnation and hell to be burned?
You see, God's foreknowledge does not fix it.
Nobody's down there.
He knew before the foundations of the world.
He knew before the foundations of the world how many hairs were on your head.
That's right.
I've got a point like
you. He knew.
He knew whether you were going to heaven or hell before you were created, before he said, let there be light.
Otherwise,
so therefore, to create something,
otherwise,
the reason of
being
in hell to be damnation, that is sadism, to look down on something, to create something, to look down on it, suffering, to torture something for the rest of eternity, is total sadism.
No, it's not.
That is sadism.
He left the choice up to you.
There is no choice.
There is a choice.
No, that's not.
Yes, there is.
Well, let me give you an illustration.
Okay. I was a fatalist at one time, but I've got this.
Now, that's true.
A little boy catches a bird, and he says to his buddies, I'm going to go and fool the wise man. If he says the bird's alive, I'll crush it. If he says it's dead, I'll open my hand and let it fly away. So he goes to the wise man and says, wise man, wise man, I have in my hand the bird. Is it alive or dead? The wise man says, it's entirely up, the decision is entirely up to you. God knows everything, or he's not an omniscient God. But if he knows it,
the time is fixed.
He still leaves, the time is fixed. But he leaves the choice up to you.
There's no choice. Can I go? I'm sorry.
Does
God know everything?
Yes.
Does he know everything that has happened?
Absolutely.
Does he know everything that's happening right now?
Yeah.
Does he know everything that's going to happen in the future?
Yes.
Does he know everything?
Yes.
He's not much of a God if he doesn't.
He knows everything.
Yes, he does.
Everything.
Yes, he does.
Why? Why would God create an environment which beings were going to hell for the rest of their lives? He knows everything.
Why does he have to save anybody?
Come on. Come on.
Why did he have to save anybody?
Come on.
Tell me.
Why is that crazy, sir?
Why did he even allow
why
anything?
Why did he do it? If he knows everything and he knows humans are going to hell
because
for the rest of their lives.
Because he knows that some of them would believe what he said. And with quit their rebellion.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
That's wrong. Everything he knows humans were gonna help the rest of life to suffer. That's wrong. Why would he create environment?
He didn't start it.
Right,
man blew it.
Let's go, because we're not gonna go over it.
A woman thought that there wasn't anything wrong with eating a piece of fruit, but it brought death and destruction to the universe.
God knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, he
did. God knew that was going to happen. Why did he create it if he knows everything? Why did he make that happen?
Because he died for you.
Right. Yes, he did.
He himself came down. He knew it, but he himself came down here and died for you. He came and slew a lamb for Adam and Eve and their sake because they put it on. They put on a coat. They put on a coat of skin. They put on a coat of skin.
Believe me,
it took a lamb.
I know. I believe you.
It was God that came and died for it. God allowed it. God allowed it, and God came and paid it. God paid it.
The reason I want to walk away from this is I don't like you. And you're wrong about this.
I enjoy talking to you. Did you take a piece of this?
so we can be in the
Are they your buddies?
What I'm doing is wrong. I know. I shouldn't have said that. People like that made me mad.
What did he say that made you mad?
People that don't believe, they'll come up with anything they can to not believe.
Yeah.
You know, words. It's not right. I know what I do is not right. I know I drink. I drink right now. But I know you should stop for our sin. And I love and I pray all the time. I mean, I'm not a Christian. I mean, I am a Christian, but I know what I do is wrong. I know what I do is wrong.
Well, you want to keep, you know, the things that you do are wrong have a penalty connected to them, right?
I know it is.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you love the penalty?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is that a brainer or no brainer?
No, that's a no brainer.
Okay. So if you know it's wrong to do and you keep doing it, you know what you can expect? A penalty that's more than you'll ever want to reap.
I don't think I'll do that. I don't think I'm going to hell.
Oh, I'm not saying that. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. But there are penalties here. Oh, and they'll hurt you.
But I think I'm doing the right thing by kind of trying to do what I'm doing right now. I mean, I'm not right by what I do.
Well, I want you to get right. God wants you to.
He does.
You can live for God, and it's great.
You're right.
I got saved in 1970.
You're right.
I partied before there was these kinds of parties. I partied.
People that worship Buddha believe they got saved.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, George on.
And God be with me. I want him to.
I want him to too.
I really do. I do. Come on.